With low teacher pay, large class sizes, and low education funding, our state schools have faced a severe teacher shortage for years now. So to fill classrooms, some schools in our state are turning to teachers who do not have full qualifications. That means the teacher doesn't have a standard certificate that shows that they have a bachelor's degree, that they have completed the subject knowledge exams they're required to, or that they have at least 2 years full-time teaching experience in a classroom. Ricardo Cano with the Arizona Republic did a first-of-its-kind analysis of 162 school districts in the state and found that of about 46,000 teachers in the state, 22% lacked full qualifications.
So for some of the school districts that are featured in our story, you know, the landscape has shifted in the sense that they're not finding all the qualified teachers that they need to fill their positions. So when you get to August, you know, and at the start of school, at that point, it becomes more of who can I find who we know isn't qualified but will stick through it if we try and give them the supports, such as, you know, mentors and master teachers. And, you know, a lot of times it's through emergency certification.
What exactly does that mean?
There's two types, emergency teaching and emergency substitute. The teaching one, you know, allows a person to go into a teaching contract with a school district. They only need to have a bachelor's degree as a requirement, but, you know, it's only valid for a year. So it's essentially a stopgap certificate. It's not a long-term answer. Emergency substitute, which there were dozens of people who were certificated through that in our database, the only requirement is a high school diploma. But again, it's a stopgap solution in the sense that those people under that certificate are only able to teach for about 120 days, consecutive days at a school.
Wow. Okay. And so who exactly does this mean? Are we getting teachers who have no teaching experience? Are we getting teachers who have a degree but no teacher training?
Well, we had about 2,000 teachers in our database who did not have that formal training component. And that is the component that educators told me is so critical because it's necessary in order to essentially, you know, survive. Teachers who don't have that don't really know what it necessarily means to lead a classroom, at least not at that point when they're starting, and are more likely to leave during the school year out of frustration, which is what we saw in the Gila Bend Unified School District.
Yeah, you saw teachers not making it through.
Yes.
So is this a last resort for schools? Are they worried about taking these sort of stopgap measures?
I think there is worry from schools in the sense that the landscape isn't what it used to be. And, you know, it's something that can be taken for granted. You know, it's a basic responsibility for schools to staff all their positions with someone who is qualified on paper. But, you know, it has added stress, you know, according to the educators that I spoke with for this story, in terms of, you know, meeting those academic goals. And right now the state is really pushing an effort to kind of shed this persisting reputation of underperforming compared to the rest of the country. And a lot of educators, you know, believe that this teacher shortage landscape directly affects those efforts.
Right, right. So in that effort, right, the state legislature just passed another law last session that sort of continues to loosen these qualifications for teachers. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the legislature passed Senate Bill 1042, which overhauls the state's teacher certification system. One of the changes that it's going to do is remove the provisional tier, the tier that tells us, you know, this is a teacher who is still in their first 2 years teaching full time. They're getting rid of that. They're also loosening the rules in terms of the teacher training component. And as of February, there were, you know, about 50 people who had a valid certificate. So that aspect of it isn't really having an impact currently.
Okay. So I wonder, there are lots of reasons for this teacher shortage, and this is one of the ways districts are sort of trying to fill those gaps, obviously. But do they see this as the future of education here? Are we going to continue to have to change the qualifications for teachers just to fill the classrooms?
Well, I think there is consensus that the conditions are going to get worse because of the moving pieces here. So the applicant pool for schools has gotten smaller. There are about a quarter of the state's teaching population is going to be eligible for retirement by next year. There is an increasing backlog for many school districts of underqualified teachers that they have to fill each year that aren't long-term solutions. And there's also just the regular churn. This profession is, there's a turnover by design. So it's difficult to say what the outlook is other than the consensus is it took years to create, you know, this landscape through a number of different variables. And it's going to take years to undo all that if it's possible.
Ricardo Cano is an education reporter with the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com. Ricardo, thanks so much for coming in to explain this to us.
Thanks for having me.